Hi guys, my name is Queen Areba and welcome to another episode of Everything with Queen.
My friend, give me my mic.
Can you imagine? Impersonation.
Okay guys, my name is Queen Areba and you know that because this is my voice. And of course, today we're talking about something very, very, very interesting, but I want Mariwa to introduce it.
Okay, so this is a conversation that I've been having severally with a couple of persons. And the question is it wrong to be your parents' retirement plan? So I'll explain. So that simply means your parents train you up, go to school, put you in the best of school, make sure you have the best education, with the hope that when you're done with school, you get a job, you pay them back. How wrong is that?
Well, I don't think that's wrong because I'm just imagining, like, what our parents do for us is like giving us their whole lives, okay? From a particular period, it's a sacrifice. And, well, it's not a bad thing that you're their retirement plan because everybody has a point where they get weak, you know, and they need that support. So they know very well that that time is going to come and they need you, you understand, to be a parent to them at that time, you get. So being a retirement plan is not such a bad thing.
Okay, so have you been exposed to parents or have you had stories where parents are asking you, yo, we have a need of 2 million naira, for example, and you just have to provide it. We don't care if you have it in your bank account. Look for it. Like, seriously, just look for it. It's a need in the house. We need this money. Okay, what do you need the money for? It's none of your business. We need this money. Provide it.
What do you need 2 million naira for? So you need 2 million naira, eh? You don't want to tell me what you need it for, and then you're putting me on, you know, on. No, mom. No, I would change my mind. I will buy a new line, I swear down. I will change that line because I feel like, okay, in as much as this whole retirement plan thing is, it's like a normal thing, but it's not a, like a reason why any parent should extort from their kids. We all know, like, you should know your child's capacity at every point. So I feel like you telling them to do something that is not feasible for them at the moment is putting them on the line to do evil, because you see a lot of children now, even some people that are doing rituals these days, it's not like, you know, they can't just, the country is hard, normal, but you know, you have, especially for the guys, you have a lot of responsibilities, and you notice that at some point when you're not, you know, meeting up to your parents' standards, they begin to say a lot of things, you're pressurized, you know, and all that. So if you call me and you ask me for 2 million and I ask you, like, what exactly is the problem? There are actually some problems that could be really bad. Maybe they are owing or something, and then, you know, they get to tell you, I don't have the money, we got, where I'll pay you.
Let me cut you in because, I mean, I know you for one, and there were times when you were in school, you asked money from your parents. They don't always ask you what you need those money for, right? You just tell them, oh, mom, I need to buy sweater, cardigan, and pullover. They don't even care. They don't even want to know if it's the same thing, really. And then you collect 10,000 naira for each of these things, and we know you don't need them, right? And they don't care. And they just know, okay, because she's going to school, she needs these things. They don't even want to know. So now because they now have needs, you're not asking, oh, if it's not something important, really, that's wickedness.
You don't know me. Child, you know, but 10,000 and 2 million, they are 2 different.
Okay, so the idea is, I think this is a conversation that we should have in our minds, consciously or unconsciously. I think balance is the most realistic thing here. Parents should understand that their kids are also trying to make a better life, because the problem, what we don't understand is, if we continue the right rat race, nobody will come out successful, right? If we keep making money to spend on buying cars and all of that frivolities, nobody will break the circle. So sometimes parents should be able to give their kids that little space to allow them break out of poverty, break out of being broke. You know, and again, as a young person, as a child, you owe it to your parents to take care of them, of their necessities and of their needs. We can always handle the excesses when the time arises.
Exactly what I wanted to say. Like, don't come and say you came and you listened to Queen's podcast and say, don't give your parents money, don't give parents money, because God will not forgive you. All we are trying to say is, you know the best, like, you know what's going on financially in your life, so know how to balance it and know where you need to sacrifice, okay? So I love you guys. Be your parents' retirement plan in peace, okay? Don't come here and be shouting up and down. You're not the first. All right, bye.